This season, save those hard-earned Christmas dollars by shopping BT Sports. 1121 Cliff Road, Burnsville, in the Cliff View Center.
Music! Oh, wait a minute. You're in one channel again here. Hello.
Did he say men's shorts?
Men's shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. Well,
he's a little kinky.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's a good day for washing men's shorts,
and it's a good day for reading some sports. Sports, yeah. Ho, da 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 da.
We're ready.
Sports time here, sports fans. For all you sports fans, here's the sports.
Here's the mini scores, too.
The mini scores? What's that?
I don't know. That's the shorty stuff here.
Well, what's that mean, though?
I don't know.
Is it hockey?
All the little sports players.
Is it hockey?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you've got hockey, let's hear about some hockey. Okay, I'll be in a little while.
That's an impression of someone on our staff there. Well, anyway, what sports?
12 below zero, first of all, 26 minutes before 8. In prep hockey last night, Brooklyn Center over Golden Valley 5-2. Breck took Benilde 5-3. St. Paul Academy smashed St. Paul Murray 4-1. Robbinsdale Armstrong, strong-armed mound. 7-1. St. Paul Harding took care of Central 9-2. St. Paul Washington over Mechanical Arts. I thought it was Mechanic Arts. 8-0. Highland Park over Johnson 6-5. And in community college basketball, shucks. Inverhills. There we go. Inverhills 94. Fergus Falls 58. You're not going to play that again, are you? Oh, I hate that song. Oh, ish.
Well, that's only for the basketball scores.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm done with the basketball scores.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Kill it. The Minnesota North Stars scored their first victory of the season over the Atlanta Flames last night. 3-2 at Met Sports Center. The goal light did not go on for one of the Minnesota scores. People screamed, you know, kill the goal light. Kill it. A tally by Blake Dunlop. But it was allowed by the referee Dave Newell to give the Stars the win. Coach Teddy Harris was especially pleased that the Stars did so well, even though they are without the services of Captain Billy Goldsworthy, who's hospitalized with an injury. The game at St. Paul Civic Center last night between the New England Whalers and the Minnesota Fighting Saints was a clash between two of the best goalies in the World Hockey Association. It ended with a 0-0 tie. Christer Abramson, I think is his name, entered the game, the second game in the league with a 2.98 or 2.0. Who cares? He was out in the first period when he warded off what might have been the winner by Saints Mike Walton and had to be stitched up after the game. The Saints' John Garrett rated third in the league with a 3.24 goals against average, said he had the toughest time in the first period. Not as bad, though, as he used to when he played on a nudist hockey team as goalie. University of Minnesota basketball team takes on Marquette at Williams Arena tonight. The Warriors are rated second in the nation and have a 4-0 record. Minnesota's 3-0 in the season, but Marquette is the toughest team the Gophers have ever faced. Minnesota Vikings are in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to prepare for their regular season final at finale at Buffalo Saturday. I'm having trouble today.
Sure.
The move was made in part to give the Vikings a better playing field and more pleasant weather, but temperatures weren't all that balmy in Tulsa when the Vikings arrived. 23 above with 20-mile-an-hour winds, said veteran linebacker Roy Winston. Boy, I got off that plane and I thought I never left the Twin Cities. The Vikings running back Dave Osborne, who says he thrives on cold, nasty, crummy Minnesota weather, said, it's too warm here. I was sweating. Well, and finally, here's one quickie before the final Santa Claus sports item.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Wilfredo Guzman is claiming a world altitude record for hang gliding.
Fredo Guzman?
Yeah.
With a name like Fredo Guzman. Well.
But he has the advantage, or he did have the advantage, of course, to access to the Andes Mountains. They're pretty tall, you know. A Chilean Army helicopter carried him and his little hang glider to the summit of an 18,150-foot peak, breathing with the help of an oxygen deal, you know. Guzman was airborne for 42 minutes. He circled and flew like a birdie. The previous altitude record also was set with the help of a mountain at 15,873 feet from Mont Blanc in France. And finally, in Santa Claus sports, the children of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, are comparing Justice of the Peace James Daly with Ebenezer Scrooge before he had his Christmas Eve transformation. See, he had a vision or something, and he got all into the Christmas spirits. A bit too much, though. Turned up on the town's main street with a full-size Santa Claus suit, you know, and a bag and everything. He was passing out candy to children en route home from school when somebody complained. Police arrested Mr. Phillips, the justice of the peace now of the town, and when he appeared before Judge Daly, the would-be Santa was jailed for 15 days for drunkenness. Oh, it wasn't because he was drunk giving out candy, said the judge. It's because of what he wanted from the kids. U-100 saved the Seals.
Are you going to get upset if we play Basketball Jones again?
Yes.
I got that out.
I'll
I love
kill
that.
Myself.
It's such a good produced record, though.
Oh, it sure is.
It's one of my favorites,
Take
though.
A vote.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, all right. You can play it.
Now, if you don't want to hear it, we won't play it.
Good.
This is a team effort here.
It.
I'll play
it's
Casey
dumb.
And the Sunshine Band instead.
Oh, that's bad, too.
I like
Got
that.
Any Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash in there?
Listen, if Dolly Parton was in here, I wouldn't be playing
weather.
Records.
Clear and cold today, partly cloudy and warmer today and tomorrow. High this afternoon, 0 to 5 above. Low tonight, near 0. High tomorrow in the upper 20s. It's 12 below right now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Well, in scant hours, we'll be at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. It's going to be a full sit-down dinner and everything.
A full sit-down dinner. What does that mean?
Well, it means everybody's going to sit down and eat dinner till they're full or something. Yeah. No, it's going to be big. It's going to be a full dinner. You've already ordered. We already ordered, remember? We ordered what we wanted.
Yeah.
I wonder what the boss ordered.
I don't know.
Did you ever go out to eat with him?
Are you kidding?
He is a little weird in a restaurant. I mean, a tad weird.
I guess so.
We went out to Perkins Cake and Steak for lunch once last week. He was feeling kind of lonely. He wanted me, he wanted to hang around with me a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see somebody he knows. So, hey, guess who I'm sitting there having lunch with, you know. Makes him feel good. So we went out to Perkins Cake and Steak, and boy, he sure is a little weird in a restaurant.
He was, eh?
Sure is weird.
How weird is he?
Pardon? What?
How weird is he?
He's so weird, he ordered alphabet soup, you know.
Yes.
And then he ordered a waffle so he could do the crossword.
Please,
see, that's what he did.
Please.
Yeah. Now, come on. I thought that was funny. Just for that? Here.
Jones.
There you go. I lied.
Got a basketball Jones.
See, he ordered alphabet soup.
See, I'm going to stick my face in a teletype machine. You'll never see me again.
Yes. I'm the sickle of a basketball Jones.
Chong or Basketball Jones. I think that's such a goof. I like the song, too. You'll be humming that all day at work. All right, we'll take a little vote. I mean, this is a democratic society. I mean, we're only here to please the people. Let's see. How many people are upset because we played that song? Okay. Now, how many... Now, how many people love that record? The votes are in, and the newsroom audience loses. The studio audience wins this morning. How's that? Hey, it's 7:43, 17 in front of 8. This is Jerry St. James, and the Hot Flash News is next. Yeah, you want to... U-100, that's Miracles there, Jeff Starship. Good morning, it's 7:46, 14 before 8. It's kind of weakish morning. And now, from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by Raquel Welch Bread. It builds strong bodies 38, 24, 36 ways. I thought that was kind of cute this morning. Hey, hold it. In the news here this morning, police arrested a weird plastic surgeon yesterday in Warsaw, Poland. The doctor took two normal men and joined them at the hip. Dumb. Crime problems in Bloomington this morning. There is a report of a cat burglar loose. To protect yourself, police have urged citizens, if they hear a noise at their door, to get down on their hands and knees and bark like crazy.
Right.
Seek a set of cat burglar away. See? Well, how about this one? A St. Louis Park record store was visited yesterday by an elderly Jewish gentleman who wanted to purchase a record for his niece. The man told the clerk he wanted a recording of Hello, Dolly. The sales clerk said, all right, sir, I think we can help you. What speed do you want that at? The old man said, well, how about Hello, Dolly? Well, hello.
Yes, Roscoe.
In Washington news... God help us. In Washington news, President Ford held a luncheon meeting with several of the nation's leading businessmen yesterday to convince them the economy is getting back on its feet in good order. The president took one of the businessmen aside and told him, confidentially, if I weren't president, I'd be buying stocks. The businessman said, confidentially, if you weren't president, I'd be buying them too. Christmas cheer is combined with the high price of gasoline this holiday season as service stations all over the Twin Cities begin hanging mistletoe over their pumps so you can kiss it goodbye. Finally in the news this morning, U100 newsman Michael J. Douglas was in Donaldson's yesterday buying a pair of gloves for his wife for Christmas, but he couldn't remember her size and asked a young blonde sales girl for her assistance. The young girl offered her help and took Douglas's hand and put her hand in his. Well, that's great, said Douglas. Your hands are the same size as my wife's. Fine, said the sales girl. Glad I could help. Now, will there be anything else, sir? Well, said Douglas, now that you mention it, she needs a bra and panties, too. U100, this is Jerry Save the Seal, St. James, a charter member of Animals Lib at 7:51 right now, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Speaking of Save the Seals, you know the deadline for the petitions is tomorrow. And, see, a lot of nice things have happened during the Save the Seals campaign, I must say. And one of the nicest things happened yesterday, and I've been getting letters, you know, from people all the past 3 or 4 weeks we've been doing this. People have been writing in saying, hey, you know, it's good, we're signing petitions. That's, you know, I appreciate the letters very much, but yesterday I got a letter addressed to me, and I'll read it to you. It's just two sentences here, and I just saw this yesterday, and I went, hey, this is really nice. I was probably touched more by this letter than any other one we've gotten. It's from a small child. The handwriting is of a very small child. Maybe I would think, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something. I don't know. It looks like Michael J's kids when they write, and they're about that age. So it's from a small child named Modesto Garcia. And you know how kids write, big letters, little letters, all over the page and everything. It just says, Jerry, please save the seals. Stop the April slaughter. If you could see it, it's very nice. I wish we could reprint this in a newspaper or something. But that, I just sort of went, oh, hey, really, that says it all. Well, Modesto, we're trying our damnedest here, dear. Doing our best. And with people like you, we're going to do it, I hope. So tomorrow's a big day. We've got to have them in. I expect that a lot of people will be mailing them in the first of next week, too. So we'll give you a final count Wednesday, Tuesday, as soon as we get them all counted. We might not have them counted till after Christmas. There are so many of them. But you know we'll let you have a count as soon as we get one, okay? Okay, 7:53 right now on the radio. How are you?
Midland Records, the upper-level record store in the Maplewood Mall, has some real great news for Christmas. Midland's lowered their prices on every album and tape in the store. That's right. On top of the already low prices, Midland Records is still featuring their weekly specials.
Tell me that you're leaving.
With top albums, regularly retail listed price, $6.98, now for only $4.76. Pick up on Neil Sedaka's Hungry Ears. It's on MCA, too.
Don't take your love.
This week, Midland features a beautiful new album from the equally beautiful Olivia Newton-John, too. It's on MCA. It's called Clearly Love. And Tanya Tucker on MCA, a really fine album.
Don't believe my heart can stand another year.
You'll find Midland Records behind a big yellow back door at the Maplewood Mall. And coming in March, you'll find Midland Records on the upper level of the new Eden Prairie Shopping Center. Midland Records, the upper level record store in the Maplewood Mall.
1972, Audi 100 LS. 1973, Mazda RX2. 1971, MGB GT. 1973, Audi 100 LS. 1974, Volvo 164. 1973, Lotus Europa. 1973, Audi Fox. 1974, Saab 99E.
These are just a few of the cars to choose from at 20th Century Motors in Excelsior. And remember, all used cars at 20th Century Motors carries their exclusive 12-month or 12,000-mile drivetrain warranty. 12-month or 12,000 miles in a drivetrain warranty. That's hard to find anywhere. And 20th Century Motors has a reputation of being a high-quality dealer who really does service what they sell. They're big enough to offer full-service facilities, yet smart enough to take good care of you, their customer. Yes, 20th Century Motors is the place to get a high-quality, late-model foreign car that you can depend on. To get out there, just follow Highway 7 West into Excelsior, and then on Lake Minnetonka Boulevard, you'll find 20th Century Motors. That's 20th Century Motors, your foreign car experts here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
front of 8 o'clock now as you head out to work this morning or out to school. A lot of people listen on school buses on the way to school.
Hi, you.
Yeah, good. Good to have you. Don't let the bus driver change the station. If he does, beat him up and throw him off the bus, Errol. Yeah, if you're on Warner Avenue this morning in Lexington, 494 Highway 12 or 10, maybe heading down 35W into the cities, you're out in Bloomington, Edina, and near Southdale, or wherever you happen to be, it sure is nice to have you along here. I want to thank you for joining us. 12 below at 5 in front of 8.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dick, those styles they wear.
Your official Save the Seal station, the Twin Cities. On the radio this morning, I am the original St. James, playing the hits while you're spraying those pits. Michael J. and our entire cast along with us this morning here. The official time of the tone here.
Me.
Thank you, Moose. It's 3 minutes before 8.
U100 and RC Rental Center bring you Opus 75.
100. Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, from the LP Still Crazy After All These Fondoons. 944, 16 before 10. Well, the response this morning has been absolutely tumultuous. So many grateful people calling in and saying, oh, I loved it. Let's just, without further fondoons and further ado, bring them in here this morning. They are ready, ladies and gentlemen, the world's only singing weatherman, accompanied this morning by his daughter, Cindy, who, of course, attends Fridley High School. She's off this week, so she came in with her dad. Mr. Rex King. Buttas on the radio live. Oh, this here is Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. Morning, Michael J. Morning, Jerry St. James. And morning to all of my Rex King Radio Rangers this morning. Well, Radio Rangers, it's a fine, fine day indeed. Yes, indeed. It's a fine, fine doon day because I got my daughter in here with me due to your requests, your phone calls, telegrams, and letters here. Once again, seeing as how she's off school this week, she decided she'd come on in here and be on the radio with her daddy. Let's just bring her on in here. I'm so goddarn proud of her, don't you know? Here's my daughter, Cindy, is right in here. Hello there, little darling.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you, little darling?
I'm getting a sore throat, Daddy.
Well, this is the last time. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
What is the last time we...
Daddy, I've had to sing this song twice already. Here, give me a sip of that green belt.
Yeah, I haven't had some of this green belt here. Washed. How you like that? Is that good there? Good. What's the last time? What's the last
time? Oh, that's better, Daddy. I'm ready to sing now, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
This here's the last time we got to do this one today, little darling. Everybody... Everybody's been so glad you come in here to say, what are y'all going to do for
us? Excuse me, Daddy.
What are y'all going to do for us today, little darling?
I'm going to sing a song
that
I wrote by my own self.
Yes.
It's called Davy's Dinghy.
Oh, Davy's Dinghy. All right.
It's a good little song.
Yeah, I got you.
About boats.
I got you.
All about boats.
I got you. I can't look at you. I got your music right here,
little
darling.
Excuse me, Daddy. I always
just
do that when I drink grain bag.
So do I, little dog. There he goes. Well, just get up here on this stool.
Here. Right, Daddy.
I got your music right here. I got your guitar for you. Let me just test this out.
Oh, it's in tune.
There you go.
Perfect.
Wonderful. All right, if you're ready, we're going to do David. You want to say hi to anybody out there in Fridley?
No.
How about Mama?
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm drunk now, Daddy.
No, just one sip of green belt. Put you all them boys over there to Fridley High School. I know it is always grabbing at your fondoons, is listening in on want to hear you sing here this morning.
Yeah.
So here we go. If you're ready on Davis Dinghy, I'm so goddamn proud of you. Just sing right into that microphone there, and I'll be accompanying you on this guitar also.
I'm ready now, Daddy.
All right, let's count down. Here we go. One,
one, two, three.
Here we go.
Of all the dinghies that sail the sea, Davy's is the only one for me. Ever since we met, my life has never been a bore. 'Cause when he leaves the ship, he brings his dinghy to the shore. And then we meet there on the sand, and confidentially, his dinghy does more good upon the land than on the sea.
All right, Lord, I'm proud of you. Keep on singing. You're doing fine.
Some gobs climb the rigging fast, and some just climb it slow. And some gobs, when they climb the rigging, holler out, heave-ho! Some just sail right into port and sail right out again. But when Davy drops his anchor, you can tell the boys from men. Oh, the seas, and all the seas. Davy's is the only one for me.
Here we go, the line, right on. Come on, keep on a sailing.
Davy really knows the proper way to steer his craft. There's one sailor really knows his forecastle from his aft. He tells me that a sailor's life is really a delight. For years he slept on waves, he says, that's why he rocks all night. Davy's is the only one for me.
Keep on going, you're doing fine.
Davy says his dinghy has been in so many ports. He's loved a lot of ladies and he's stormed a lot of forts. You think with just a little dinghy it could not be done.